Blog Talk Radio.
Dance. I knew what was causing that. This is the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
Because we have been talking. If you guys, I don't know if you guys can hear this. Sometimes they can't. I go listen to the show and we sound perfectly fine. But we were sounding so beautiful and clear up until 2 minutes before the show, and suddenly, bam, it starts acting crazy. So I don't know if we're being...
Jay, I'm blaming you.
Yeah, let's blame Jay.
It's all James' fault. James. It's all Jay's fault. Sorry, Jay.
Jay Dukes, we blame you. It's all about you. Look at that. It's all speeding up and slowing down. So anyway, good morning out there.
Good morning. Morning, everybody.
Look at that. Weird. Did you just open some stuff maybe right before? Let's trace the, you know how we do it when you're a geek. You try to figure out what exactly was the cause. Did you open anything new or something that you always open?
Just... regular, all I have going right now is Skype and Firefox.
That is insane. Who out there is hacking us?
Somebody is doing something.
Our voices are too loud, we're too strong. Wow, okay, let me move some things around because as y'all know, I have a bunch of gadgets on my desk, just so I can help. No, wait a minute. All right, I am proud to report that me and this phone, we're having some... Yeah, we're getting along better.
Good.
I think.
Did you have some diseases with that phone?
I don't know what you said, girl.
GLaDOS, let's go!
I don't get it at all. Oh, craziness, insanity. All right, so try again, Jen, try again. What happened? What'd you say?
I said, did you and your phone have a come to Jesus?
We did.
Yes. Yes, that's what happened.
It being Jesus, so I can... We worked it out. We talked about it. We talked about it. It's all good, I think. You know, don't you hate when you call, tech support? One of the few times I've had to call tech support because I couldn't figure out how to get my contacts in. Remember, Ginger texted me yesterday, and I was like, who the hell is this? Because, her name's not there anymore.
Yeah, I know. I was like, how do you not know who I am?
I haven't seen your phone number in like a year and a half. I just see your name when you text me.
And I totally went in that high register when she did that to me. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know who I am?
I felt it. I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know who this is. It was a whole bunch of people texting us. I was like, who is this? Please just bear with me. I don't have any information. So, but I called tech support to ask, how do I get contacts into my phone? And the girl that I spoke with was just as clueless. People, don't put clueless people on your tech support.
No, that's kind of the point of tech support, is they're supposed to know
everything.
Yeah.
I will give the Sprint store, at least here in Houston, their credit. Whenever I worked there for 2 weeks, I knew everything about every phone in that store because they were like, pull me to the side. I had a book. And they had a FAQ on their computer, which was relatively new at the time. People were starting to do that, hadn't started to do it yet. So I knew everything about their phones. And I asked her, how do I add contacts? And she says, well, what you're going to have to do is dial the numbers. And then once it shows up in your call log, you just, click on it and then say add to contacts.
Are you kidding me? Do you know how many people I have in my contacts? I'm supposed to call each and every one of those?
Better than 100.
Wow.
So I was like, I don't think so. That doesn't sound right. What phone would do that to somebody?
Yeah.
And the service that I paid for to actually, that's supposed to copy my contacts and move them to the new phone, doesn't work with this phone. So I will have to put them in one by one, but I won't have to dial them first. Crazy.
Yeah.
People, Virgin Mobile. I love y'all. Don't get me wrong. I love you, but y'all need to get
to love you, people. But.
That chick sounded like she was on some dust or something. Anyway.
I don't even want to start with this, but God, we got to.
May I?
Yeah, you go on.
And so, of course, everybody's heard the news by now. If you haven't, you were
living under a rock,
literally. We lost one of our own, one of our biggest own. Steve Jobs has left the building, people. I am trying not to get choked up, but a lot of you did a good job of doing that last night. If you haven't seen the hashtag Thank You Steve on Twitter, go and look at some of those beautiful homages to Steve Jobs. I was about to call him Steve Gates because Bill Gates has also made it on there. We're all worried, yes, that Bill's next. Even though you love or hate Steve Jobs, he left the world a better place. Even me sitting here holding a Droid phone, the reason why there's a Droid phone is because he made Apple. So we got to give credit where credit is due. Brilliant mind, genius that we lost. Of course, the other big question is, wait, Jen, did I just lose you? Or did you
just lose
you? The other big question, of course, is sad though it may be to say, people were wondering what's going to happen to Apple now that he's gone. And I got to admit, I'm a little worried about it too. It's one thing to have him leave the company. It's another thing to have him completely gone. You can't even call him for advice. So it's
this is true. This is true. I think, I don't know. I hope they're like the Phoenix. They'll rise from the ashes and be better than ever.
We certainly hope so. But I must applaud the stock world. I don't own any Apple stock. I have no idea why I don't, other than I'm just crazy. But the stock prices for Apple have remained unaffected. They said, and VentureBeat is saying this is either out of respect or faith. So that is a beautiful homage to him that you all didn't run out and sell all your stock or run out and buy a bunch. Just beautiful. This is what the geeky community is all about. This is when you guys are beautiful. So we miss you, Steve. Thank you. Thank you for the memories, wherever you may be. Hope there's lots of iPads and whatever it is that you love to do.
You on table. And
yes, wherever you are. You will.
All the geekiness you could handle.
Yes, you will greatly be missed. Anybody out there, if you want to share, and a lot of you are doing this already on Twitter, if you want to share your first introduction to Apple, please do, or drop by our site and do so. We will have a little bit of a kind of a biography homage, probably up over the weekend when I get over being choked up, because if I do it now, there will be tears and I won't be able to see anything. There'll be misspellings and stuff. I'm so touched. I remember the first time I encountered an Apple. I can remember the logo, if anybody remembers the old Apple logo with the rainbow in it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I remember my first thought about it was, that looks like an apple, but it's not colored the right way. And I was a little girl. So
I think I was in elementary school, and it was back in the computer lab days, where they, like, it wasn't even like the computer lab. We didn't actually have one of those. They would just bring in the computers and set them up.
In the back of the room.
Yes, so in the back of the room.
Look at them.
And everybody got to play Oregon Trail.
Yes.
Back on those. Oh, crap. It's been so long, I can't even think. They weren't called floppy disks, which I thought was weird. They were floppy, but they weren't called floppy disks.
Oh, God. What were they called? They had some weird name. CR5-2 something.
Yeah, they were those big, huge, honking things. And, like, you play the game so far, and then you'd have to switch them out.
Yes.
To get to the next part of the game.
And you had six of them.
Yes. And everything was that way. And, oh, God, that was forever ago.
And I do like one of the Frag Dolls quotes. I want to say it was Roulette. It says, if you can say when you leave this earth that you left it, something, she didn't say this exactly. I might be misquoting her. But she said, if you can say you left the world a better place, you've done a hell of a job. So,
mm-hmm.
And he did.
And he has.
Yes, he left us with so much.
You got to think about what the world is like, you know, when he first started just kind of fiddling around making these, and then what the world is like now. Huge, huge technology advances just because
of him,
yeah.
Having the courage to be different.
We would not have what we have today.
You know what I'm scared of? We have lost so many brilliant minds. Where are the brilliant minds from these past few generations? I mean, we have Jobs, we have Bill Gates, and even though we give him a hard time, Zuckerberg is still a genius in his own right. Whatever happened over there at Facebook, whoever got shanked, you know, for not being involved or not doing their due, that's still an ingenious thing that he created that has changed the world. And I'm wondering, instead of you nitwits out there, lulsec, doing this where you're destroying something,
that's exactly where the brilliant minds are right now. They're in lulsec and they're being stupid. They are wasting their talent. Instead of making the world a better place like they could, like Steve Jobs, instead they're out there tearing the world apart.
Don't do it. When you die, this is what you want people to say. You know what? we may not own it, even own any of your products, but we realize that because of you, I have this other thing that maybe is your competition, but it wouldn't exist if you didn't create something else in the first place to at least blaze a trail to go this way. Try this. This is what I made.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Just in the past recent weeks that we've spoken about, we've discovered planets. We've unraveled AIDS. We've cured cancers. And it's all because of these few men who started this.
Mm-hmm.
If they hadn't have done what they did, had they not changed the world the way that they have, we would not have this today.
And where are they, our brilliance now? As Ginger said, in LulzSec, doing the wrong thing. Do something else with your brains. You're obviously brilliant. Now show us how brilliant you really are and leave something behind so that if you die, we don't want to say, they're gone. Or nobody knows who you are. We're anonymous. Really? Anonymous doesn't get you any glory. I'm sorry. That's what most people want. What is that commercial that says nobody ever gave a trophy for third place? Nobody ever remembers the person who won third place. Nobody remembers, there's no fingers, what is it? No fingers that say number two. We're number two. So cut it out. Don't be anonymous. Do something. Step out. Do something brilliant so that we go, damn, now this is what's coming. This is awesome. Anyway, enough of our soapbox. Ginger got some juicy news about the Xbox I want to know about.
Yes. Actually, I had to find that one out. Oh, here we go. Are you wanting to do that one, or is that for me?
No, I want you to tell me about the networks. I didn't read
it. Okay. All right, great. Sorry, well, just there for a second, you, cut out. So I, came back in on the very last part. All right. Time Warner and Comcast, I hate you so hard.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Xbox 360 teams up with entertainment leaders to transform TV. AT&T, BBC, Comcast, HBO, Rogers, Telefonica, Televisa, and Verizon are among providers rolling out new TV entertainment services on Xbox Live. Oh, yes, folks, here we go. A new era in television begins this Christmas where your entertainment becomes instantly searchable, easily discoverable, and enjoyable in extraordinary new ways from a single device, the Xbox 360. Oh, yeah, take that, PS3. Today, Microsoft Corporation announced plans to roll out the next generation of TV entertainment on Xbox Live, the online entertainment service for Xbox 360. Nearly 40 world-leading TV and entertainment providers, including Bravo, Comcast, HBO Go, Verizon Fios, and Sci-Fi in the U.S., BBC in the U.K., Telefónica in Spain, Rogers On Demand in Canada, Televisa in Mexico, ZDF in Germany, and Mediaset in Italy will begin rolling out entertainment services to the console this Christmas in more than 20 countries. This is so awesome. All right, so what do they have to say? Today's announcement is a major step towards realizing our vision to bring you all the entertainment you want, shared with the people you care about, made easy. This is coming from Don Matrick, president of the Interactive Entertainment Business at Microsoft. Combining the world's leading TV and entertainment providers with the power of Kinect for Xbox 360, and the intelligence of Bing Voice Search will make TV and entertainment more personal, social, and effortless. All right, so we are continually evolving the television experience to bring Xfinity TV subscribers more personalized ways to search, find, and watch the content they love. This is coming from Sam Schwartz, president of Comcast. I hate you, Comcast. Converged Products. Our recently launched next-generation Xfinity TV platform is enabling us to bring Xfinity On Demand to a gaming console for the first time and connects voice and gesture controls to offer a pump.
Saw it coming. As soon as UVerse made it to Xbox, I said Comcast is not far behind.
Yep. Does not surprise me. All right. I have not seen a price, and I did go over this earlier. I was hoping we were going to see something. But instead, I'll give you some of the channels. Looks like we are going to get AT&T, BBC, Blinkbox in the UK, Bravo in the US, Cinema Now in the US, Comcast in the US, Crackle in the US, Daily Motion in 32 markets. I wonder if that's going to be the US. ESPN, Facebook, Foxtel, HBO Go, Hulu. Oh, Hulu's only going to be in Japan. Oh, no, wait, no, we get Hulu Plus in the US. Here we go.
Yeah, I was
iHeart Radio. Yeah, huh? Last FM, Magna Entertainment, or Manga Entertainment. I've never heard that, but, you know, I know some people who are going to love that. We've got MSN with MSNBC. That's going to happen in Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Mexico, Spain, and the UK. Netflix in the US. That's already on there, so, yeah, that's not new. We've got Sci-Fi in the US. Yes. The Today Show in the US. TMZ in the U.S., Verizon in the U.S., Vivo in the U.S., and so many more. Oh, we're also going to get YouTube and Zoom. Awesome. And
wow.
There were a whole lot of other channels for other countries that I'm not even going to read because this list is forever long. But this is awesome. So sometime, what do they say, this winter we should be seeing this? I cannot wait.
All right.
My Xbox Live subscription will actually use for something great.
Right. All right, so I want to let you all know really quick. Geek Girl Con is going on this week in Seattle.
Yay!
Make sure you go and check that out, October 8th and 9th. And I am sorry, we have no more calendar till I fix this. We have errors with our calendar. That's why we don't have it up anymore. Somebody asked me the other day. I came to look for the dates for blog. You don't have a calendar. I know it's not there.
We've worked it. We're going to blame Jay.
Yeah, we blame Jay. It's always Jay's fault.
Yeah, always
Jay's fault. He's amazingly quiet this morning. Maybe he's not listening.
Oh.
He's very quiet today. Jay,
hey,
what's up with
Jay.
You?
Jay. Jay, where are
Did
you,
not
Jay?
Get your sandwich on time? What happened? Don't forget, again, go out and check out Geek Girl Con if you're a girl, especially. And even if you're not a girl, they're saying, guys, you're welcome. But Geek Week or Geek Chic Daily is saying to you guys, please don't forget your deodorant.
Yeah, we don't want your stinky boy stuff anyway.
Yeah, just smell good and you're all good. We like our geek boys to smell good. You can have a little messy hair and T-shirt thing going. Don't have any stains on it, but you can look a little messy because we kind of like that. But please, for the love of God, smell good. We're all about the smells. You don't smell good, we don't want it.
Very true.
Now, also, this is some juicy news. Trion Worlds, you know those people that made that, that game Rift? Yeah, they are going to be hosting third-party games on its online gaming platform. Yes, they are stepping up to the plate to Steam and OnLive and what's that one from EA? I forget the name of their service, whatever.
I'm not even going to talk about that.
So apparently they successfully launched their first major online role-playing fantasy game, Rift, back in March, and now they're unveiling a game platform to publish games created by other companies, not just their own. Now, they'll continue making the massively multiplayer online games, such as its upcoming End of Nations, which I did get a look at last year and is effing awesome. Blaster is going to go nuts. I had him a key, but he never got to play, so when it woof, he's going to go nuts. It's one of those RTSs, wow. They're also working on a project called the Project Red Door. Yeah, they're saying that doing this is a way for them to make a lot more money than it otherwise would. That's from Lars Butler, who's the chief executive over at Trion. In an interview he did with VentureBeat, he said the two-pronged initiative will have a consumer platform on the web and a publishing platform for game makers. He says if they can start publishing third-party games in the first half of 2012, Trion could become a much bigger player in the lucrative online game market. Smart. What can I say? The new strategy shows that Trion is making one of the biggest bets that a startup has ever made in video game history. It's either going to fail big or fail horribly, but as I always say, go big or go home. So I applaud you. I applaud you for Trion. I can't wait to see what you do. And End of Nations really is a great, really a great game. So I'm hoping that they do well. They've already secured about 100... Wait a minute, I have the number here. I think it said 100,000 and no, I'm sorry, 100 million in funding since 2006. Yeah. So we'll see what they do. We're watching Trion. Good luck, and send some games this way as always. Well, we got something. I always need to ask. Are these keys still good? I'm sorry, y'all. They landed in my purse after. I don't even know where I was, where I got those from. Sometimes we're out at stuff, and I'm tired when I get back here, and I put it on my black hole of a desk, and I find it later. Feel free to write in and say, Corey, we heard you were blah, blah. Did you come back with anything? Can you please give it to us before it expires? I'm sorry. But we'll get you. We'll get you taken care of. We'll get some more, I hope.
All right, what have we got? GamePolitics.com this morning. You remember hearing about this whole CCP versus the whole EVE Online community, right?
Oh, no, I did not.
It was a couple of months ago. I remember everybody was protesting in EVE, the microtransactions, and all this fun stuff. Well, here we go. CCP CEO apologizes for everything under the sun.
Oh, you know what? I remember. Didn't they say something about call them fish or sheep or something like that?
Yes, yes. Hilmer Vigar Peterson, CEO of CCP, today posted an open letter to the EVE online community. Peterson basically gives himself a public flogging for a number of mistakes made with EVE Online that he freely admits are his fault. The writer goes on to say, I think the last time I saw a CEO of a company dress down himself was when Stardock's Brad Wardell apologized profusely for the launch of Elemental War of Magic. All right, so what's the letter say? Dear followers of EVE Online, the past few months have been very humbling for me. I've done much soul-searching, and what follows is my sincere effort to clear the air with all of you. Please bear with me as I find my way through. And bear with me as I lose my voice, apparently. Hold on. Weather changes in Texas are killing me.
Right.
All right, so the estrangement from CCP that many of you have been feeling of late is my fault, and for that, I am truly sorry. There are many contributing factors, but in the end, it is I who must shoulder the responsibility for much of what has happened. In short, my zeal for pushing EVE to her true potential made me lose sight of doing the simple things right. I was impatient when I should have been cautious, defiant when I should have been conciliatory, and arrogant when I should have been humble. This soul-searching took me back to when EVE was just an idea, bringing her to life in 2003, in many people's minds, impossible. But we find a way because EVE is something unique in the world. Getting her to 100,000 subscribers was an even more fantastical feat. Before long, we were launching in China, making Dust 514, merging with White Wolf to build World of Darkness, building Carbon, growing the company to 600 people, increasing our subscriber count beyond that of the population of Iceland, and on. One resounding success after the next, despite earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and even a world economic collapse. Somewhere along the way, I began taking success for granted. As hubris set in, I became less inclined to listen to pleas for caution. Red flags raised by very smart people, both at CCP and in the community, went unheeded because of my stubborn refusal to allow adversity to gain purchase on our plans. Mistakes, even when they are acknowledged, often analyzed, leaving the door open for them to be repeated.
Oh, GLaDOS has got you. The Matrix has you.
Let go!
She has a firm grip on you this time. You're going to have to let her let go for a while. She was doing good, and she got angry.
GLaDOS, I hate you. Your cake is horrible.
See, we heard that very clear. You're kind of sort of back, but not really.
GLaDOS, your tool.
Indeed she is, indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, am I sounding okay?
Yeah, well, you're made by Microsoft.
That's a low blow.
Yes, it is.
That is a low blow. Okay, we got people sending us spam about Target, and don't get me wrong, I appreciate it. But we're doing the show, so
yeah, you did not be.
That would be Jay Target now. No, that's not Jay. Jay, you're sending out spam. I hope you know.
Uh-oh, maybe that's why we're not hearing from Jay.
No, we heard from him. He said he had a sandwich-related malfunction.
Oh, okay, I missed that. I was reading. All right, anyways, if you want to read this whole long story, if y'all can hear me, head over to gamepolitics.com. He apologizes for, like, an hour over everything.
Oh, that's too late now.
Yeah. You've done us wrong.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
You've done us wrong? How dare you?
All right. Anyway, wait a minute. I will tell you. I want to get that quote right that I said earlier about it was from Vila Voom. Hi, Vila. Okay, yeah, it was from Vila, and Roulette says, if your legacy is I changed the world, you did a pretty good job with your life. Thanks for everything, Mr. Jobs. Jobs. I keep wanting to call him Jobs.
Oh, are you kidding me? Jay, I need a link to that story.
What story? What happened?
How Jay just tweeted a couple minutes ago. I'm sure you probably saw it. How in the hell does the Westboro Baptist Church organize to picket Steve Jobs' funeral and tweet about it from an iPhone?
Are you kidding me?
I don't know, but I need links.
Okay, you know what? We'll be talking about that later. It is Thursday. We're about to. It's about to be on Westboro. Oh, now see, Losec, that's who you need to be after.
Yes. Yes. Well, all that goes to them.
That's who you need to be after. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I got an interesting bit of news, as you all may or may not have heard already. VentureBeat, who I visit very often. I love you. I think I have a crush on one of the guys over there. I won't say who. Okay, I have a crush on all of them. They're all cute. How do you get all those cute writers in one place? But this one was written by a girl who I have a girl crush on, Jolie Odell. Hi, Jolie. He's talking about the new Facebook timeline feature that they're going to be implementing soon. Of course, your new Facebook profiles might look a bit like a WordPress or Tumblr theme in the future. They actually have a lot more in common, they're saying, with a scrapbook or an old box of photos once you start using them. Most users will be able to activate your new timeline option within a few weeks. And they're saying how they came up with the design, which is they sat down to go through pictures and tried to build in the nostalgia of what they were experiencing while they were looking through the pictures. It's for a carousel slide projector, kind of what we have on the top of our front page, which I'm probably going to pull down after Facebook puts theirs up. There's a lot of mixed reaction to this. Of course, in the office there, she's saying that the timeline, of course, is different from most other Facebook features in that respect. And if you go over to VentureBeat, you could take a look at what it's going to look like. It has all your pictures organized by year and, you know, however you decide you want to put it in your friends category, you know, or however you want to set it up. I'm not sure if I like this new, love or hate this new Facebook layout. It is more website-ish. Ironically, reminds me a lot of MySpace, but a little bit better organized, not so messy. You remember how messy MySpace was? Kind of like a very organized MySpace.
Yeah, I'm all agreeing with you, and I'm muted.
The thing is, they're believing that they've captured this feeling of nostalgia, but one commenter, actually, I have to agree with him, part of nostalgia is the smell and the feel of your pictures, the stains that are on it, because you know when you're looking through your pictures, something always happens to them.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they can capture this experience with an update, but I do like that it's much neater and much more organized. You guys would add a blogging feature would be nice instead of status updates. I prefer a blog because, you know, as you all know, us here, we got lots of opinions, and sometimes they need to spill over into other places. Even Gaminatrix cannot contain the opinions of these ladies.
This is very true.
We are just, we are epic. But I would like to see that, but it looks much, much neater. I can appreciate the way that it looks. So you can go over and check out an image, a little screenshot from Miss Odell, and tell us if you like it. Tell us if you hate it. But it's nice. Have you seen it, Ginger?
No, I've not seen it.
I'm on a Pop Junior, and you can look at this after. I'm going to do another story, so you can look at it while I do this other one, because it was kind of short. It's not really short. She wrote a very long article, but I didn't want to do her whole article because some of it's, you know, her own personal impressions, which is better for you to read rather than me read it to you. All right. Woo, good stuff. Okay, so wait a minute. What happened to my thing? Oh, my God, because I had such a good one. Okay. I hate when I do that. Okay, I apparently have lost that story, but it was something to do with Microsoft. But I have another one to do with Microsoft, so that'll work.
Awesome. All right, okay. Well, I guess it's my turn?
No.
No?
No.
No.
No. Okay. No.
I thought it was my turn.
No, I told you I was going to do another one while you look at that. While you look at that. Look at that image I just sent you. Look. I'll share this short one from Microsoft just to give you a chance to look so you can tell me what you think while we're live. Mm-hmm. All right, so you know microphone. I have mixed three different things together. Windows Phone app offers Xbox Live Control now. Apparently, those of you who have a Windows phone can navigate and control content on the Xbox Live Marketplace. This is a dangerous thing. The Xbox Companion app is shown in a video somewhere around the web demonstrating the new TV services launched on Xbox Live this year, not the ones coming up that Ginger told you about. It allows Windows Phone users to integrate their handsets with Xbox Live. A post on the Windows Team blog explains that the app will be able to browse the marketplace, access information about a given film, TV show, or song, and even link seamlessly to related items. It's an infinite road of interactive content, the post reads. Once content has been selected, the handset becomes a substitute for a control pad or a remote control, offering virtually instantaneous response times. We'll see. Mm-hmm. No release date is set for the Xbox Companion app, but it'll be free to you Windows Phone users. I guess the rest of us have to pay. Of course, today Microsoft also announced dozens of content deals with international media providers that bring free paid content. free and paid. I was like, free paid? How is it free paid? Free and paid content to Xbox Live, including the BBC, Sky, Love Film, and Canal Plus. I don't know what Canal Plus is. I'm sure we'll enjoy it. Earlier this week, also, you heard AC's production of The Zune, making Windows Mobile the sole focus of the company's mobile hardware content strategy. Let me kiss my Zune. Come here, little pink girl. Sorry. Okay, so we'll see how this pans out. I think they borrowed a little bit from Nintendo. You know, the whole remote control. We'll see. I don't know how this is all going to work out. It looks like a very interesting mess right now. So I'm going to have to see it to see if it's organized or what have you. But I'm not impressed and not impressed. Okay.
Sounds just like MySpace.
Yeah, doesn't it look like the MySpace of old, but much neater because, you know,
yeah.
MySpace was a bit of a mess. So they were trying to get that look, but it just never panned out. It was always loading slow.
What is that Mac thing? Oh, I don't like that.
The Mac. Oh, I think that's the Foursquare thing, which I turned off on my phone. That's the first thing I learned how to do. I can't do much on this phone yet, but let me just tell you, that's the first thing I saw location. I was like, goodbye.
Yes. No location.
None of that business. I'm so sorry.
You know, though, we all left MySpace.
I did, but it was so...
Are they going to allow us to put music on? It kind of looks like that might be a music thingy right there.
I don't know. Oh, so I got asked to sign up for Spotify yesterday when I logged into Facebook. I was not happy.
I did not get that.
It popped up immediately as soon as I loaded the page. Would you like to do Spotify? It's, you know, your music browsing experience. With I know. I don't need you seeing what I listen to. I'll tell you what I want to share with you. My music.
Yeah,
stuff.
No.
It's experience.
Oh, I did get an email from Pandora. From those of you who quit using Pandora over their 40-hour limit a month, they have done away with that. It's back to being unlimited free.
I wonder why.
Yes. Several of us were like, screw you, we're going to YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Where I live.
Mm-hmm.
It's all free on YouTube all day, every day.
Yes, I was happy to see that. But this does. This looks a lot like MySpace. But you know what? We all left MySpace. We all went to Facebook.
Well,
and this writer being all like, oh, I can't imagine anybody leaving Facebook for whatever reason. No, there are a million and one reasons why we're leaving Facebook. There's the whole security things going on. There's the whole tracking. No.
There's some big things that I don't like. I wish they would change. So we will see how they fare once Google Plus actually gets up and running.
Yeah.
Now, I was excited when I first saw something about the timeline thing, because what I thought it was a new widget that would allow us as webmasters to pull over onto our site, which would be awesome. I wouldn't mind having that feed on our site with our people that like us, you know, can see what we're doing and we can see what they're doing. It's kind of fun in a very stalkerish kind of way, but, you know, I interact with you all day, as does Ginger. Snow pops in every now and again. Blaster pops in every now and again. But so I'm... But I don't necessarily like it on Facebook that it follows you when you leave. I don't like the security thing. They had me doing some long, drawn-out thing. This will make your Facebook more secure. Why wasn't it secure before?
Exactly. Why?
Okay, Jay said apparently one of his sandwiches got he was only able to liberate one sandwich. The others were left in the struggle.
Oh, no. Those poor sandwiches. Poor sandwiches. And you left them there. You left them there by themselves. Poor thing.
That's all right. We'll scoop them up later.
Mm. Nom.
Okay. Yeah, it's your turn.
It is my turn this time.
We're going to talk about this Steve Jobs thing for tonight because we cannot use the proper language to convey how very disturbed we are about this.
Yes. All right. Oh, and I am apparently... Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
All right. Well, that's great, except that my Firefox has... decided to
crash. Is it crash?
Oh, wait, no, here we go. Okay, right. I just kind of skipped there for a second. All right, court ruling suggests DMCA allows for DVD ripping. On Monday, a ruling by a California judge suggested that the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, DMCA, allows for DVD ripping if you own the DVD in question. More importantly, educational institutions are entitled to stream legally purchased DVDs on campus without the permission of copyright holders. The decision was for a lawsuit brought by a trade association of educational video publishers called the Association for Information Media and Equipment and one of its members, Ambrose Video Publishing. The plaintiffs in the case alleged that in January 2006, UCLA purchased video streaming software that included a DVD ripping capability and began streaming DVDs it had purchased, including some belonging to Ambrose, to members of the UCLA community. Ambrose and the AIM sued the college in December 2010, alleging copyright infringement, breach of contract, and other harms. They argued in court that the college violated the anti-circumvention provisions of the DMCA when it ripped Ambrose's copy-protected DVDs. You know what? Y'all are going up against UCLA. Are y'all stupid? Just wondering here. All right, so UCLA argued in court that the copyright fair use doctrine gives educators broad latitude to publicly perform copyrighted works as part of their instructional activities. They also noted that Ambrose's own catalog states that all purchases by schools and libraries include public performance rights. UCLA argued that because the school was the lawful owner of the DVDs at issue, it had a right to access the DVDs and therefore could not have violated the ban on circumventing access control measures. In other words, hiya, smack. All right, so...
Did she do the sound?
Judge Consuelo B. Marshall sided with the UCLA. He noted that the plaintiffs conceded that UCLA had the right to show its DVDs in the classroom and ruled that UCLA's streaming service was a functional equivalent to that right. Judge Consuelo B. Marshall says the type of access that students and or faculty may have, whether overseas or at a coffee shop, does not take the viewing of the DVD out of the educational context. Marshall also ruled that UCLA's copies of the DVDs were incidental to its lawful streaming service and was therefore fair use. He goes on to say Scott Waugh, UCLA Executive Vice Chancellor and Provost, says UCLA is pleased that the court dismissed the plaintiff's lawsuit challenging UCLA's practice of streaming previously purchased video content for educational purposes. The court ruling acknowledges what UCLA has long believed, that streaming licensed DVDs related to coursework to UCLA students over UCLA's secure network is an appropriate education. All right, so the decision is expected to be appealed by the plaintiffs and sent to the Ninth Circuit Court for review. Again, I'm thinking, are you stupid? You're going up against UCLA. Isn't that pretty much what their thing is law? One of their main things, and you're going to try to fight with them? Sorry, folks. I don't see you winning this one.
Well, they think they're going to win it. Well, you know, I said the same thing when it's amazing that this law, you know, it took UCLA to bring it about, but I don't think this law, when they came up with it from the courts with the whole NAFTA thing, was actually fair either. I think even then they didn't understand technology. Nobody was actually buying anything. There was no money changing hands for the music. NAFTA was making their money off of the ads on their site.
Mm-hmm.
But all we were doing is trading music, and according to the legal little thing that's on every CD that you buy, it's okay to share your music with other people. It's okay to give it to someone else. I kept saying during the whole proceedings was, if this is illegal, then it's illegal for me to hand a CD to Ginger and say, here, go ahead and listen to this for a couple of weeks and then give it back to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or, here, go ahead and make a copy and you listen to it. I'm not selling it to her, but I bought it, so I should be able to do what I want with it as long as I don't sell it. Okay, that makes time number 355. I was frightened by both my scarecrows. Okay.
I love you, Corey. You're so awesome.
Out of control.
All right, Firefox. I don't know what you're doing, Firefox. Me and you, let's go run around.
All right, so I got some interesting news. Radio, the newest kids on the block. Yeah. Look out, Spotify. Radio intends to one-up its competitors, one of which being Spotify, with the introduction of a free, yes, I said F-R-E-E, free, on-demand streaming music service that has absolutely no ads. Wow. But there's always a catch. There is a limit to radio's free music, though, and a meter at the top of the site will keep track of how much of it you have left for the month. And a radio representative explains that the free music limit goes kind of like this. The amount of free a person will get is dynamic and will be based on their own personal use and displayed in a meter in the corner of their profile. A heavy user will get more, but probably not as much as they want, and a light user will get more than they'd ever want. Radio. The free service requires just an email address or your Facebook account to sign up so that they can follow and stalk you too. There is no credit card required because your credit card is already in Facebook. No, I'm sorry. There's a wise decision, of course, since it completely removes the barriers users previously had to checking out the service. Radio has a catalog of over 12 million songs. Free users can upgrade to the $4.99 web subscription plan, which lets you stream an unlimited amount of music from your web browser. There's also a $9.99 unlimited plan that gives you streaming access to music as well as access to radio's mobile apps, which will allow you to download music for offline listening. For families, Radio introduced an unlimited family plan. How nice. For $17.99 a month for two accounts and $22.99 for three accounts. Radio hinted at its plans for a free streaming service back in September after competitor MOG also announced a free version of its service. Both are trying to compete with the recently launched Spotify, which gained popularity for its free ad-supported streaming music service. Spotify, of course, relies on a desktop client, while both MOG and Radio are web-based. You know what? Again, YouTube is free, and they don't care how much I listen to.
Exactly. They don't. They don't care.
So, thanks, guys, but keep it moving. Nothing to see here.
you people. All right, so.
Got time for one more before we take us a break.
All right, this one's fairly short. Jaws Revenge Chomp. Jaws Revenge chomps its way onto the iTunes App Store.
I love it.
Fuse Powered Incorporated. Fuse, publisher of popular iOS games in partnership with Hothead Games and through a licensing agreement with Universal Partnerships and Licensing, today announced the release of Jaws Revenge app for iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch, now available on the App Store. This time it is safe to go back in the water, but as the shark. In Jaws Revenge, players get to be the mindless eating machine and snack on swimmers, beachgoers, and more. Oh, my God. All right, so John Walsh, CEO at Fuse Powered Incorporated, says, after we released the Jaws game, we received a lot of feedback from the fans saying they wanted to play as the shark. Oh, you sick, sick people. All right, so we're thrilled to be able to partner with Hothead Games to bring fans exactly what they've been waiting for.
I got to say, I want to play as the shark, too.
Oh, my God.
Y'all are so horrible. I'm sorry, I do. I just do.
This is the reason why I do not go in the ocean. Beyond the fact that, you know, I live in Texas, and our ocean is the Gulf, which is like a toilet. All right, so the ability to play as the most famous 25-foot, 6,000-pound eating machine in the world. All right, so in the game, the shark is on a quest to attack and devour everything and everyone, including seagulls, boats, and planes. Developed by Hothead Games, Jaws Revenge is based on the classic blockbuster franchise and features the giant shark on a wild rampage. Players control Jaws as he swims through three stages and 30 levels via one-touch gameplay to guide him to the next meal. Each victim increases Jaws' frenzy meter, and while in a frenzy mode, the shark speeds up and is granted other bonuses. But watch out, colliding with mines and other obstacles will reduce the shark's health meter, you think? And eventually end the game. Every level features different objectives, such as eating a number of swimmers, jumping high out of the water, and achieving point or distance milestones. All right. Oh, my God. Okay, so if you head over to GameNatrix.com this morning, I'm pretty sure I've got some stuff up for you for that. So check it out.
Well, you know, Jaws did come up the Gulf Stream, so it makes sense that he was crazy and you get to play as him. All right. So
yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break, and afterwards I'm going to tell you about your laptop case, which you just saw me tweet if you're listening live. And if not, you can go look at it right away if it's later. But your laptop case is about to be more than meets the eye. Anyway, that's all I'm going to tell you. We will see
you.
We'll see you guys later on in the nighttime when we will be talking, of course, about these crazy lunatics at Westboro Baptist Church.
Yes, tuck your children into bed first because we are going to be going off.
This is not going to be pretty. Dedicate this next one to Steve. We miss you.
I hate my life and I want to die. I ain't got no iPhone. My heart is breaking, thinking suicide. I ain't got no iPhone.
As we go along. See if we do love you, but GLaDOS is like, no.
Yeah, see more proof GLaDOS is from Microsoft.
Out of order. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, no, it's true.
Well, speaking of crazy robots, I guess I'll go ahead and tell you about it. Or start. We're going to cut off for you live people in just a second. You can listen to it in about 15 minutes. GearZap is announcing their new Razer Transformer laptop case. Yes, I did sing the theme. Yes, that's right. I'm old school. Gaming experts Razer have announced a new range of laptop cases that feature a truly unique but undeniably cool Transformers design. Online retailer GearZap already have it listed as up for sale on their site and are beginning to make a name for themselves. I'm about to take names and chew bubblegum. No. The range of cases, of course, include the characters Bumblebee, who is my favorite, Megatron, if you like him, in silver, and the one that everyone is after, the one GearZap currently have listed is the Optimus Prime version. I'm such a geek. Woo! The laptop case doesn't just look great, but it also gives high-quality protection against scratches and damage thanks to its exterior hard shell and internal soft lining with secure straps thrown in to secure your laptop firmly in place. They're saying go ahead and drop by and pledge your allegiance to the Autobots with this excellent case.
Oh, my God.
Go on over to GearZap.com. I am looking at their cases. I'm not a case person for any of my gadgets. I'm very much a purist. I don't put them on there. But they're really very reasonably priced, about $21.95, which probably comes out to about $26, $25, $30 for us. And they got some other interesting ones there. I know some of you ladies and guys out there are really big Hello Kitty fans. They have one, a Hello Kitty case. And let me just tell you, it's awesome. The zippers have her face on it. Her face is on the outside. Gosh, they got a plaid one if you're a fashionista, because plaid is in this year. You got your Woolen Wolf keepsake. I mean, pretty much any case you can think that you want. You like your you want that whole Ivy League school look. They got one called Pacazuma Eco Bag. I mean, what is it that what do you want? They got it. I wonder.
Sounds like they have everything.
They do. I'm looking through, and I'm like I said, if I was a case kind of person, I'd be having at least five or six of these here. I'd buy all of them. I don't see any with Swarovski crystals. Of course, that wouldn't be a good idea. You get mugged as soon as you walk out of your house. They also have some for MacBooks. There's a MacBook Pro sleeve, which is really pretty. Really, really pretty. I like the black and blue on the outside. Gorgeous. Anyway, get by there and check them out.
Oh, I love black and blue.
It's a black and that teal blue. Very, very pretty. And if you like one that's shaped like an envelope. Okay, this one's my favorite. If I had a MacBook, I'd buy this. Seriously. It's like an envelope. It's a giant envelope. You slide your case into it and you fold it down. It looks like a giant envelope. I loves it. Why do I want this? I have no MacBook because it's shaped like an envelope.
That does sound like fun.
Oh, my God. I wonder if it has a stamp on the other side. That would just be nice.
No.
That is awesome. Okay. Anyway, get by there and check them out.
All right. Oh, I've got so much stuff to do, so much stuff to read. All right, I think I'm going to go with this one. Official Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 guide incoming. I wasn't quite sure we needed this, but all right. So, strategy guide specialist Brady Games announces Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 Signature Series Strategy Guide, available Tuesday, the 8th of November, 2011. Official strategy guide veteran Brady Games today broke radio silence to reveal that it has teamed up with developer Infinity Ward to produce the official strategy guide to the hotly anticipated Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Whether it's total coverage of the epic single-player campaign, expert tactical tips to master all multiplayer levels, how to fully exploit enemy encounters and weapons, or exhaustive intel on nailing all achievements and trophies, Brady Games Signature Series will prove an indispensable companion for all Call of Duty aficionados when Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 is released on the same day as the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. Oh, as the game. That's what they're saying there. I've read this wrong.
That's what you did there.
Yeah, it's coming out same day as the game on the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. All right. Yeah, this is written weird. All right, so the latest chapter in the phenomenally successful Call of Duty series thrusts players into an intense global turf war against the Russian Federation, and Brady Games' Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 Signature Series and Limited Edition guides will be an essential item for casual gamers and completists and is set to feature in-depth walkthroughs, comprehensive arsenals, gripping artwork and riveting background content, exclusive, highly detailed maps, and achievement and trophy rosters. Awesome. All right, so I'm sure it'll probably be in game stores along with games, you know, GameStop and whatnot. Looks like it's going to be 352 pages. And the fee of $12.99 linen frames, whatever the little L sign is. The hardcover could be $19.99. It is not showing kind of American pricing because apparently we're the redheaded stepchild. We don't like y'all. Miss Corey?
I'm telling you, GLaDOS has you and you can't even hear me. GLaDOS?
No, you can't hear me. GLaDOS, I hate you, GLaDOS.
We heard something about the pricing and we're the redheaded stepchildren. I got that part.
Yeah, it's all in Franks, Linden's, Pounds, whatever the little L sign is. It's not American because, you know, we're the redheaded stepchild. They don't want to tell us what it is.
Do they ever tell us what it is? Well, sometimes they do. Sometimes somebody's nice enough to tell us what's what. Anyway, I'm sorry. I had to put up that picture of the Optimus Prime case. I'm staring at it like I must have. I don't know what I'm going to put it on. But I do have a laptop case. I wouldn't put it on anything is the bad part. That's why I'm like, why am I going to buy this? Why? Why am I going to buy this? Ginger, tell me not to buy it.
Don't buy this.
I'm buying it.
No.
I never listen. Y'all know I don't listen.
I know. I'm actually kind of thinking about being in the market depending on different things, whether or not I get a laptop soon. So.
I don't even need a laptop. I would just buy it because it looks cool. I want this really bad. I keep hearing the theme song in my head. And not to the movie, the TV show from back in the day. I'm so out of control today. All right.
Corey is so out of control.
Yes. Well, apparently.
So our what we have here was.
Yeah. So our picnics are apparently out of control.
Picnics?
Picnics. Indie game developer GameBrush enters the iOS market with Picnic Mayhem.
Wow. All right.
The game is available.
I'm almost scared to ask.
Game is available on the App Store as a universal app for iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch. It is initially priced at 99 cents. Picnic Mayhem introduces the Everhungries, a bunch of cuddly creatures with an insatiable hunger. They invade the peaceful picnic grounds in the beautiful hinterlands of Mount Sauerkraut, wreaking havoc as they feast on the endless supplies of delicious takeaway food. This is so UK and Germany. We don't call it takeaway here, but I do like that they call it that. It's a proper thing to call it. We call it takeout, but we're not actually the ones taking it out, so it's kind of not right. Anyway, they're saying we combined adorable cute characters with a good deal of comic violence. We put all that into an easy-to-learn, action-loaded, endless runner, and remove the running part. You can feed the little buddies with meat, cake, and other tasty things, but be aware that they don't care too much for healthy food like apples or bananas. Okay, this is not a good. Also, avoid those nasty bombs and blood choppers, or they will bring your picnic to a gory end. Perform combo jumps to boost the gain score and collect gold coins to enter all-you-can-eat bonus levels. Advance through different levels with increasing pace and difficulty to beat the high score and compare your results to those of your friends that are using Game Center. Yeah. And I love how they put a review from their producer, like, jumping and eating awesome, go buy it. That's not a review, because you're the executive producer, Bob Fungus. It's not a review. Apparently, these are the same people that have worked on a couple of other titles. I don't know if you've heard of them. Kay Krieger, Detuned for PSN, Sacred 2, X3, The Reunion, Inglourious Basterds, the iPhone game, and many more. Of course, individual members of the team also have background in Demo Scene. I'm not sure about this one. I don't know. They're German.
All right. Cause I've not got a clue what that is.
I don't either, but I don't like the whole, the little things don't like healthy food. And if you look at them, they are very cute and little kids are going to want to play this. And I don't like that message.
No, not at all.
You're sending to the little ones. And some of us adults too, because, you know, I'm trying to stay away from the cake. I don't need to be playing a game where I have to feed things cake because the first thing that's going to come to my mind subliminally, I need cake. I need cake. I don't even know why.
She had to go talking about cake, didn't she?
Have you seen those cake pop things there?
No, I haven't, thank God.
At Starbucks. I think I have to have
one. See, I don't go there. That's like the devil's playground right there, so no.
Well, no, they have good stuff at Starbucks, but you have... they have a protein, the little protein plate that I actually love, but when you pair it with a brownie, it kind of negates the whole nutritional value. The protein plate, love it. It's got eggs on it and assorted meats that I can actually have, not pork, but like, you know, chicken and turkey, which are very mm-hmm. high in protein. And it comes with some grapes and a little bit of cheese. And, you know, that's all good healthy stuff in its own right. But, you know, they also have it right beside the cake pops when you look at it on the sign outside.
Cake pops.
So I want this lovely healthy thing, and then I want this cake pop. And I know some of you were saying if you ate all the healthy, you should be able to have the cake pop. Well, see, no. Because sugar creates more craving for sugar.
Sugar.
I love sugar. So I'm going to eat a teaspoon of sugar today and just get it over with.
Oh, girl. Killing me. You are killing me.
I'm killing me if I eat that sugar.
All right. So we got another minute left, right?
Yeah, we got a few minutes. You can throw one more in there, and then we're out of here.
All right. Behold, Digital Harmony reveals dragons versus unicorns. Oh, yeah. The ultimate battle awaits in the new title, real-time cross-connectivity for iOS and Mac browsers. Digital Harmony Games, a new interactive entertainment developer of social casual games, today announced Dragons vs. Unicorns, which will be the first title to launch from the newly developed company. Players will battle for ultimate dominance in this action-packed multiplayer game for all iOS, Android smartphones and tablets, and PC and Mac browsers. Dragons vs. Unicorns is expected to launch in early 2012, and players can visit the digitalharmonygames.com for more information. Or go check out GameMatrix.com in a second for a logo. For centuries, the antiquated dragons have looked down upon all creatures, most of all the unicorns. Dragons, disgusted by the unicorns' love of glitter, candy, and rainbows, I don't blame them, waged war on unicorns, which launched an all-out battle for supremacy. Featuring a fantasy-driven landscape, both mythical creatures will fight to destroy their opponent's tower using a variety of awesome abilities. Players will help their side defend their tower as they send in minions, lob objects, cast abilities, and so much more in this action-packed combat multiplayer game. All right, I was looking for a price. Looks like they're not going to give me one. But yeah, so we are, early 2012? Ooh, Dragons vs. Unicorns offers an immersive experience with a simple and intuitive control scheme and easy click and gesture-based control. PvP fans, you know I am one, will find dynamic physics with realistic damage in the sprite-filled, sparkly rainbow, a molten lava-driven world. Single-player mode versus store, real-time lobby, persistent player data, and social connectivity, and so much more will await players in this unique and magical world of dragons and unicorns. Awesome.
Wow.
I don't know if I'll play just because, you know, they said sparkly and unicorns and, yeah.
You don't like sparkly unicorns?
No. Unicorns, I'm not really a fan of unicorns. I have been. But sparkly ones, no.
No sparkly unicorn? Are you sure?
Yeah, fairly certain. Fairly certain. No.
But you seem like you would like unicorns. I'm just saying.
No. No.
All right, it's time for us to go.
Yay!
So we'll be back.
Yes. Yes, we will. And I'll be here. Yay!
Yes, she will, because Blaster is still out doing his quest. It's going to take him a while. He has 450 gamer miles to travel to pick up the magic unicorn and with the sparkles that Ginger doesn't like.
Yes. He's got to play with the magic unicorn. I don't want to play with the magic unicorn.
That sounds all kinds of wrong.
We are Sex Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!